Nialis heard the cry of the Korax behind him, and the sound of their approach sent a shiver racing down his spine. They were still some distance back, but it would take the winged trackers long to catch up. The thought of what would happen if they found him was as chilling as the patches of ankle-deep snow threatening to slow his pace. Few had ever seen the Korax's dark wings. Those who had lived only long enough to regret it. Nialis knew all too well what these creatures were capable of, having been hunted by them before. They were the eyes of the White Tower, a twisted amalgamation of night raven and reptile. Their dark, guttural caws echoed off the mountain peaks behind him, clear as the baying of bloodhounds. Nialis shoved his fear aside and willed his legs to keep moving, each step agony as the frigid mountain air cut his face and burned his lungs. Moonlight lit the path ahead. He glanced over his shoulder, but the towering stand of ancient redwoods kept the creatures blocked from sight. Before he could turn around, his foot snagged a root and he fell. Quickly, he clutched the tightly wrapped bundle to his chest before landing on his side in a pile of snow against one of the massive trees. Pain shot through his shoulder as he pushed himself up into a sitting position and leaned against the rough bark. Two little hands shot out of the wrapping and grabbed hold of his white beard, forcing him to grit his teeth against the pain of pulled whiskers.
"That's quite the grip you have there, little one,"
Nialis whispered, untangling the babe's tiny fingers. He tried to stand, but his legs gave way, and he plopped back into the snow, deciding a short rest was in order. His entire body ached from the strain, a sharp reminder of his old age. Lifting his head, he studied the star-filled sky through the coverlet of branches. Night already. Where had the time gone? Nialis had been on the run for 3 days, and his pursuers were showing no signs of letting up. He knew they were close. He could feel them in the short hairs on the back of his neck. With the last of the sun's rays having slipped over the horizon hours before, his best chance to catch a glimpse of the tower's winged hunters would be to spot their silhouettes against the dimly lit heavens. If the stars began to wink, it was time to move. Nialis took a deep breath, and instantly wished he hadn't, as a pungent sweet smell assaulted his nose. Holding his breath, he pulled down the babe's swaddling to discover it had been soiled. Again. It had been more years than Nialis would like to admit since he had cared for a child. He had forgotten how demanding they could be.
"I can't continue to waste magic cleaning your backside, young man," he said,
as if the drooling, wide-eyed face staring up at him could understand. Nialis huffed, but in the end he lowered his hand over the wrapping.
"Adama Laestra."
The smell dissipated, along with the obvious stain.
"That should hold for now," he said,
wrapping the swaddling back around the child's shivering body. Nialis paused when he caught sight of the strange mark developing on the boy's right shoulder. He traced the darkened area with his finger.
"It would appear I was right about you after all, my little failing."
Nialis patted down the babe's unnatural shock of white hair and tucked his arms back within the warmth of the wrapping. He tried rubbing the soreness from his aching calves. When that didn't work, he stood, shook the snow from his robes, and pushed on. He had found the boy's mother just in time to help her deliver, but even with hands as skilled as his, there was no stopping the outcome. Magic, like nature, demanded balance. The price for bringing something as powerful as this failing child into the world had been her life. Nialis fought his way through the dense brush at the edge of the tree line. He was about to lose his temporary shelter from the Korax's hungry eyes. With a sharp tug, he pulled his rope free of the prickle vines that had latched on and turned to stare out at the chasm before him. It was a breathtaking sight, there at the edge of one of the peaks within the northern heights, the tallest of Aldor's mountain chains. The mountains were awash in moonlight and backlit with a million stars. Careful not to slip on any of the loose rocks and plunge headfirst over the side, Niala skirted the large boulders lining the front of the pathway and started down the narrow, snow-covered trail that meandered along the face of the cliff. Even during the summer months, the crests of the northern heights were covered in snow. But here, at the beginning of the month of Eldwyn, the chances of an unexpected storm blowing in from the north were all but certain. A simple change in pressure could cause an avalanche. Niallus prayed that the weather held out long enough for him to get off the mountain. The wind tugged at his robes like a ship's sail, threatening to pull him over with every rising gust. Raising his free arm, he gathered the air in front of him and wove it into a barrier, deflecting the dangerous draft sweeping across the side of the mountain. The continuous push of the wind against his shield kept him balanced as he descended. It was a basic magical weave, taught to first-year apprentices, but sometimes the simplest things worked best. With one arm out for balance, he hugged the child close and edged his way forward. There was little leeway for manoeuvring with a solid wall on one side and a sheer drop on the other. The trail wasn't much wider than his feet. Preoccupied with trying to work his way around a pile of fallen rocks, Niallus stumbled and lost his balance. His heart leaped into his throat as he desperately grabbed a small niche in the rock and yanked himself back against the mountain's face. His hands were trembling as he glanced over the side. The drop was so deep he couldn't see the bottom. He took a couple of moments to catch his breath, then pressed on.